This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She is back after a relaxing weekend in the city, but did that make her rusty? We've reset the jackpot on Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I would say it made me smarter because I went on tours.
Ooh.
So now I know more things.
What kind of tours?
Did you know that there were children that lived on Alcatraz?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that crazy?
It's wild, isn't it?
And they went to school in San Francisco, so they would ferry them over every day.
Wild. Then they were kids of the people who worked at Alcatraz, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Why did you tour Alcatraz?
No, we did the Bay Tour. We wanted to do Alcatraz, but it was sold out.
It always is. It always is. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for being caller 17 for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Jackpot's only $20 because she lost on Friday. But you know what, though? It's all about pride on this show. It's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. They've got three locations as of right now. And they are Auburn, two in Roseville, but possibly some more coming. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that or not. All right, here we go.
All right,
Katie's leaving the studio. Mary, you got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question one. Schitt's Creek stars Eugene Levy and his son Dan Levy will be the first father-son team to ever host an award show when they host the Emmy Awards on September 15th. That's fun. What was their family's last name on the show Schitt's Creek?
Oh my gosh.
3 seconds.
Moira.
Three, Daniel. Two, one. Moving on. Oh, you're going to kick yourself. Question two. Halle Berry is taking her ex-husband back to court to get full custody of their 10-year-old son. She says that her ex-actor Olivier Martinez is bad for their son's education and emotional well-being. How many other kids does Halle Berry have?
Three.
Question three. Doja Cat has been very public about wanting to hook up with actor Joseph Quinn after she saw him play fan favorite Eddie on Stranger Things. She even DM'd his co-star Noah Schnapp to hook them up, and then Noah Schnapp posted their DMs, and then Doja Cat got pissed. Remember when that happened? Well, it paid off because her and Quinn were seen on a date in London, finally. Which character does Noah Schnapp play on Stranger Things? Is it Dustin, Mike, or Will?
Will.
Question four. Did Taylor Swift finally endorse a candidate for president, and was it Donald Trump? No. But less than a week after Donald Trump falsely accused Kamala Harris of using AI to make her crowds look bigger than his, he posted AI-generated pictures of Taylor and Swifties endorsing him. Oh, boy. What does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
And question five, speaking of Kamala Harris, she unveiled her economic policies, which got her pegged as a communist right away by critics. However, it's things like give first-time home buyers $25,000 toward a down payment, outlaw price gouging on food and gas, and bring back the child tax credit. If each kid gets you $3,600 per kid on a tax credit, how much of a tax credit do you get for three kids?
$3,600 per kid.
Yep.
$3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600,
$3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600, $3,600 Go get Katie. We're live on Instagram, by the way, N1065. And Mary, where are we off to this morning?
I'm off to work.
Which is where?
UC Davis.
What do you do at UC Davis?
I'm a medical assistant.
A medical assistant. So, okay.
Well, we appreciate that.
We do appreciate
that. We're big UC Davis fans.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Mary. And here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Eugene Levy and his son, Dan Levy, America's sweethearts, really. Mm-hmm. They'll be the
Although they're Canadian.
That's right. Well, we claim them.
Yeah.
They'll be the first father-son team to ever host an award show when they host the Emmy Awards on September 15th. I think that'll
How cute.
That'll be fun. What was that family's last name on Schitt's Creek?
Rose.
That is correct. Moira Rose.
Johnny Rose.
That's right. All right.
Rosebud Motel.
Mary was counting off their first names and couldn't remember the last name.
Oh, gosh.
Question two. Halle Berry's taking her ex-husband back to court to get full custody of their 10-year-old son.
Whoa.
She says that her ex-husband, actor Olivier Martinez, is bad for their son's education and emotional well-being.
Yikes.
How many other kids does Halle Berry have?
I don't think she has any. I think she only... Okay, yeah.
That is true. It's a trick question. Question three. Doja Cat, she's been very public about wanting to hook up with actor Joseph Quinn. Remember 2 years ago when she even DM'd Noah Schnapp, who is Quinn's co-star on Stranger Things, and said, hey, hook me and Joseph Quinn up. You know him. And then Schnapp posted all those DMs.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes.
Doja got so mad about it.
Okay.
Well, it was all worth it because Doja Cat and Joseph Quinn were seen on a date finally in London getting very cozy.
It's weird to think he's old enough to go on a date.
Joseph Quinn?
Yeah.
He played Eddie. I know he played a high school kid, but he looked like he was 30.
Oh, I was thinking it was the...
One of the other kids?
Yeah,
oh,
the kid who doesn't have any teeth in real life.
No. Which character does Noah Schnapp play? Is it Dustin, Mike, or Will?
He plays Will.
Yeah, that you knew.
Yeah.
All right. Question four. Did Taylor Swift finally endorse a candidate for president, and was it Trump? No, it was not. But less than a week after Donald Trump falsely accused Kamala Harris of using AI to make her crowds look bigger, he posted AI-generated images of Taylor Swift and Swifties endorsing him. They are not real pictures.
And he made the videos or he posted them?
I don't think he made them. I don't think he knows how to make them.
I mean his people.
But it was posted on his account on Truth Social and on X.
Humbly.
What does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that is correct. And question five, speaking of Kamala Harris, she unveiled her economic policies, which got her pegged as a communist right away by critics. However, they are things like give first-time homeowners $25,000 toward a down payment.
Oh, that's great.
Outlaw price gouging on food and gas.
Okay.
And bring back the child tax credit, which still has not passed the Senate.
I thought, does that not exist everywhere in the country?
No, we were supposed to have it and we didn't have it. It's a federal thing. It's not a state thing.
I don't get a child tax credit anymore?
No, you did not.
And the what?
Even my CPA told me at the time, and this is back when I was doing my taxes, he's like, we're waiting to find out if this passes the Senate. And it did not pass the Senate.
I had no idea.
Just a little tidbit. J.D. Vance was one of the people who voted against it, but I'm just saying. Okay.
All right.
If each kid gets you $3,600...
No wonder we owed so much this year.
If each kid gets you $3,600 per kid on a tax credit,
okay,
what would three kids get you?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God. Three seconds.
10,800.
Oh my God. She did it.
Okay. No wonder we owed so much in our freaking taxes this year.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why, like, it was so different.
Yeah. It's because that child tax credit expired, and then the Senate refused to vote on it, and then they eventually did vote on it, and it did not pass. Because of one side.
I don't know that people know what communism is anymore.
No, they have no idea.
Okay.
All right, Mary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, and I'm really embarrassed because I love Schitt's Creek, and my last name is Rose.
No, shut up!
Okay,
what?
Stop it.
I need more coffee.
That is stunning.
Well, that's bad.
If it makes you feel better, it wouldn't have mattered anyway because you got 3 and Katie got 5. She got all 5 right.
It was the tours.
Yeah, it was the tours. Did you know children lived on Alcatraz? They were little baby criminals.
No.
All right, Mary. What, Mary Rose, what is it that you want to say?
Wow, that's basically Moira Rose.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. You need more coffee. That's it. Thank you so much, and hopefully you had fun playing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.